Greetings, fellow humans. This is Pat Callahan from All White Tukey. You're listening to another great podcast on the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Yeah.
Hey, diddly ho, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. Just wanted to introduce you guys to America Joy Print Shop, the official sponsor of the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com for more information and let them know that the Fern sent you. Or I will kill your firstborn child. Not really. I'll send you cupcakes if you do. Bye! Welcome back. It's the railroad, y'all.
Yeah, put your pants back on and
or leave
not.
Them off.
Have you guys heard the new Future Loves Past song?
The Grow Up?
Yeah, Grow Up Tall.
Yeah.
I think you should replace the intro that you have now.
With that one.
With that one, because that one is really, really good.
Actually, my favorite one on the new album is And I Do.
All of them.
I
don't know.
I don't know what that one is.
It's okay. It's like one of the like fourth or so tracks. Oh, here. Which one is it?
Play a snippet. Give me a little.
Oh, it's the third track on the new album.
Okay. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure that you're wrong. And the song that you should
Grow
play,
Up Tall is definitely awesome. And
it is incredible.
But my favorite at the moment, and I haven't spent enough time with this album yet. Because I keep playing it when I'm, like, at work. So I'm busy doing other things. Yeah. So I don't get to, like, hear it. Yep. Oh, yeah. This sounds great.
It makes
They are my heroes.
I know. I
they
love,
are so good.
It makes me want to feel feelings. I love that.
Because otherwise you're a cold heart.
Yeah, I'm just nothing.
I'm not alive.
I'm a 2x4. I'm nothing.
You're a 2x4. Oh, I think you're a little thicker than that.
Hey.
Shit.
Speaking of thicker.
Yeah. What have you got for us, Noodle?
I lost 3 pounds today from diarrhea.
Oh, shit.
Really? You look hot.
Was this before or after we
shared? See what diarrhea does?
Was this before or after we shared
People
a
say
meal?
Diarrhea. I say liveria.
I think you should start, like, throwing up your food, because then you'd look hotter. Come on.
Then my teeth would be gone.
Just
and
take
I need those
all
kind
day.
Of sometimes.
Don't they have, like,
You're like,
dental
no, you don't
dams?
Need teeth.
Dental
something?
Dams, I think those are something else.
Mouth guards.
Okay, I'm off point. Okay, what do you want to talk about now?
Well, it's that time, I think, to start about to talk starting about
to start a talk about
a little bit of what was your most awkward.
Yep.
Oh yeah, give it to me.
I don't know if we're off to a great start or a terrible start.
It's great.
Don't worry about it.
It's terribly, it's terribly right. great. So
finish your thoughts, Natalie.
Well, I was just saying we should move on to our special time of
of the week. It's not even a month. Yeah, it's not even a special time of the month for us.
It's our segment. It's one of my favorite. It's what I look forward to. And you know what it is.
I want to be one of the girls. Let me in. What is it?
It's time for the awkward moment of the week.
Okay. What do you got?
No, you first. You're the guest.
Jeez.
Although you're now a monthly regular.
You know what? When it comes down to it, I am...
So technically, he is kind of like a period then.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we should just start scheduling you to come on when
well played,
it's Shark
producer.
Week.
That's a little awkward.
Okay. Well, I'm basically embarrassless. So whatever happens to me, I don't take it as awkward.
I get it. But is there something that you saw or that made me feel funny?
Because my awkward moments, I usually tend to laugh about a lot too, because I'm like, oh my goodness, that was hilarious.
Well, that's what they're there for.
Because that's it's not like awkward. Like I'm gonna go cry.
Jeez, I was jacking off and my dog was watching.
Yeah, your dog with the new hip.
Yeah, the new hip.
The only question I have is, did he clean up afterwards? Because then that would be really awkward. Or awesome. Yeah.
none of that happened. No. I've just made that story up anyway.
Okay.
But
liar.
my point being is, I can't really be embarrassed or be awkwardified.
Did you witness somebody else having one?
Having what?
An awkward moment. Having their dog watch them Obama masturbate.
<It's>, doing his speech. That was awkward.
Anytime I watch any right-wing person talk, I feel awkward for them.
There we go.
Is that something? Does that work? Okay, hold it.
No, I don't feel... Yeah.
It's like any Republican that's on strike right now that should be fired, that I would like to unelect if that was an option.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for them. I'm embarrassed for what they're doing.
Rightfully so.
And I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because, like, it's embarrassing sometimes. Not really. Like, I'm over it. But when my parents would, like, we'd go to a restaurant and eat. And, like, we'd say grace before, like, really? We eat. And that's kind of awkward because I'm not there. I don't do that. Like, I don't. But I'll just, like, and I'll, like, pick some chips out while they're saying grace.
You know, it's.
You just get over
it's interesting to think about, because I feel like even as like a restaurant patron, I have never witnessed like a table do that, where I feel like if you're in a family that they do that every time you sit down to dinner, like why wouldn't you do it in a public place? I'm going to start.
You know what you should say when at the end of it, you should put your hands in the air and just go, praise Santa Jesus. That's what I believe you should do next
praise
time.
Praise the devil.
I'd be like, hail King Satan. I mean, thank you.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Black Sabbath. Yeah. You are the only Sabbath I will ever. Sabbath.
Okay, do it then.
Get on it. Sabotage.
Sabbath.
I liked where you were going, but you didn't get there.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sabotage.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Deliver that.
Sabotage. Yeah. That's totally. You're right. Thank you for
now.
You're my critic now. You're like,
No, I'm.
I'm
just trying to hang out. My favorite podcast. Can I just do that while you're stop yelling at me? Please.
I'm pissed.
That's right.
I know. Now you're mad.
We are certified official now. Mark Norman's favorite podcast.
You guys should definitely start podcasting what y'all throw down in the morning, because I'm sure that's just
KWSS.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah.
TMI is a pretty
93.9.
Yeah.
FM.
Well, it's changing on the dial soon, isn't it?
It's not going to change.
Oh, good.
That's going to be there.
Okay.
The 93.9 is going to be there, and then another number that's closer to like Tempe and Chandler, Ahwatukee.
That's definitely something I gotta say. Is like, I love how when I'm listening to it, because it's a preset on my car.
It's 1 out of 6. We got you.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're number 2. You're my brother's car.
Oh, that's important.
So you guys are number 2, and then you're followed by bad country music.
I was gonna
and a
ranchero music.
And ranchero music. That those are my presets in my car.
You know, there's so much country that goes on here in Arizona. And we don't even know about it, but you do. I think you're like a plant.
A weed.
I think a country weed.
I am a little bit
blossoming in the rock world.
I am in that. No. The country stations that are out here, like the big and rich country, like that shit, usually if I do listen to it, it's because I don't like whatever song's currently playing on KWSS or there's a bad commercial. And so I choose to go to the country station where I just proceed to laugh a lot because
it's funny and they don't mean to be.
Exactly.
I love exactly. that about them. That's why I listen. I admit it.
You listen to country too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You got it out of me. Fine. Fuck you, Aaron.
But I mean, some of my friends were just in town from Louisiana. And they definitely are honky-tonkers. I mean, I had a blast at
the honk.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
They were fun.
They were so much fun. I had a blast at their show. Oh, my goodness.
The down south people are crazy.
Oh, yeah. I love them. They're some of my favorite people.
You know what? You need to, I think, as a human being on the planet Earth, your best bet.
What other planet would we be on?
Well, you never know.
Just for now.
Just hypothetically, if you're a human being on the planet Earth, I think it is more important for you to, instead of gain possessions and things that are like, you know, stationary, that are
like
just
material,
physical. That you enjoy. You will enjoy these things. You know, it's fun to drive your Ferrari around and shit. But
yeah,
I think your money is better spent on experiences,
oh,
travel. Moving around, looking at what is available.
I thought
to
it was for lube.
That's right.
That's what we spend money on.
Oh no, well, there's ways you can make your own lube.
You know what? Ever since you've lost that 3 pounds,
I tell you what.
The way you talk,
it just cost me $6,000.
Shit, are you guys gonna?
I want to play my scary music now.
What do you got? What is this?
This contraption?
Yeah, no, the scary music that you which
oh,
you speak of.
It's the best ever. Hold on. You might want to grab.
See, there's a delay though.
Some tissue. It's pretty scary.
What?
Damn, that was serious.
We are getting close to Halloween.
Continue talking.
I can
while
tell.
I'm searching.
I feel it
the whole time.
This is like a ghost. I don't even know why these things are happening.
It is. Very close to Halloween, and I am very excited about it.
That's your holiday, huh?
Oh, yeah. It is.
What do you got going? What do you got planned?
Well, you should be coming to it. I'll be creating a Facebook event soon. We're going to have our second annual Halloween party, but we're doing it the weekend after Halloween, so it'll actually be...
Keep talking about Halloween.
In November. But it'll be the...
Sound more creepy. Sound more creepy. Come
it'll
on.
It'll be in November. Come prepared to get the shit spooked out of you at Natalie and Hearn's. The Railroad to Hell.
That was really good.
I know, right?
I was quite impressed with that.
Okay, now I don't know how to turn it off. Yeah.
And
we'll
be stuck with this
all the podcast
all night. But yeah, no, we're excited. We're already brainstorming things that we're doing to our house. We made it pretty creepy last year, and we only had a week that we took to put it together. So this year,
videotape
we're,
that one.
We're doing a month of we got to get started.
Preparation
the second.
H.
Preparation H.
Halloween.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we need to get on it because.
Yeah. We've got
some
good
you
ideas.
A band?
We need to have bands.
Okay,
we
can
should
I
have
play?
Bands. Yes.
I'm asking, can I play?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Why didn't you ask me?
Because
why did I have to ask?
Because I'm a terrible human being.
Because we're all going to die by knife point tonight.
By nightfall.
Embrace the drama of this song. Why? Why?
I knew it was you, Mark.
All along! God damn it!
It was always you hiding with the dagger in the shower. I told you not to put that near the axe in the basement.
Why, cruel world? Why?
No,
that was
no,
really
you
good.
You should definitely play
I'm
at
scared
our
now.
Party. We're going to do it November 9th.
Okay.
It's a Saturday.
I am wide open and I'm playing. I'm going to bring some kind of unit to the extravaganza.
Hey, now, hey.
What I'm saying, you of course would go there. You of course would go there, Natalie. But
I do.
But I'm a damn professional, and I sit here in my three-piece suit and mock you in your tie-dye.
I know, it's beautiful.
But I will have a band of some sort there on November 9th.
Yeah, I was actually planning on having the event page made before the end of the week.
We were... Have you been to our backyard?
You haven't been to our
and
house.
I don't know if you guys know, listeners, we have a huge backyard and a two-bedroom house smack dab in the nosebleed of Phoenix. And
downtown,
and
we're the only white girls on our block, and I think we're also the only house on our block that are not related to the other neighbors, so that we're having sex with the other neighbors.
Where is this? Sorry,
in the Garfield neighborhood
or the Narfield?
Yeah, we're in the Garfield neighborhood, right across from Roosevelt Row.
Yes.
So
okay,
we're all the first Friday haps and shiz. Yeah, like
isn't
people.
That a good? That's where you want to be, right?
Oh yeah, no, it's sweet. It's
pie.
Super sweet.
Why are you call? You're kind of.
It's just we have some interesting. Like we see the ghetto birds on a regular basis.
So something's going wrong at all times.
Yeah, pretty much.
No,
which is fine because then I get to do whatever the hell I want because they're gonna
no one's gonna deal with you. It's like look at the girl with the weird bed head. I'm not gonna fuck with her at all.
She must be homeless.
They're like, oh, that poor homeless white girl.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go find that guy that stole my fucking power drill. God damn it.
You're still
I'm still pissed about that. I can't get over it. Okay,
you might need
I'm
to
over
do
it
a therapy
for now.
Session.
Yes, for now.
Very well should
for
be now.
Now.
But yeah, definitely you should play at our party. We're trying to get more people to play too, so if you know of anybody else who might want to.
Can I book the band?
But
sure.
So back to my question, have you been to our house?
No.
I have no idea where you live.
Okay.
And I was trying to keep it that way.
But you had me at Ghetto Birds, and I'm in.
Yep.
It's like, if there's felonies going on around me.
The nice thing is I think we
feel comfortable.
The most trouble on our block.
Well, it's crazy because
we're
like even though
inconspicuous,
our neighborhood is thick with cops. They are constantly
all
strolling
over.
Through our neighborhood all day long. I feel like I see more cops than
stray
any other
dogs.
Cars. Yeah, stray dogs or
really?
Homeless people.
They are
deep. In our shit, and so, but crazy
shit.
But
you want
shit.
Them there. You
but
want
no,
them there. You need them
but
there.
But that's this is how crazy people are. Shit still goes down. Like they don't even care, even though the cops are just like filthy. They're everywhere. Crimes, shootings, like
oh yeah. The other day I was doing dishes, and
it's like
hear,
cops are here.
Good.
I thought it was just
let them watch.
You
I just
said
thought
doing,
it,
and I thought you were gonna say drugs, but you said dishes.
No,
which,
I was
and
doing
I respect you.
Dishes. Okay. I might have done some drugs before doing the dishes, but
yeah, I'm glad to hear that you were doing the dishes.
Yeah,
no,
I was.
You...
I try to.
Oh, yeah.
Be diligent.
You're
those.
Good. You're good.
But I literally just thought like some kid was shooting off like fireworks in the alley or something. Turns out like later that night, I'm trying to come home.
I thought
home,
someone's tire burst,
and I couldn't even like. I had to like take a
they
whole
shut
like,
down
back route like to get into our street.
It was an M16.
And like it wasn't even like one of the top stories on Arizona Central. It was like under top 10 places to go camping this summer in Arizona. And then it was like neighborhood shooting.
It's just way too common. It's like
yeah.
It's not really news
they didn't
anymore.
Even, yeah. Like shooting in downtown Phoenix.
Well, they didn't even like. Describe it properly. It was like a officer was shot at. That was like, but it was like no, there was
a suspect found dead.
Yeah, I'm like okay. Anyway, but
yeah, no, I love our neighborhood. It's surprisingly really quiet though, and I actually do feel really safe there. Like I love it, but it's just
you fairy.
Yeah.
No, it was crazy. I was walking Pippi last night, and like this. The
you
girl,
have a dog named Pippi?
Pippi Longlegs.
Walnut.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
Let's hear it. What do you got to say about that, Mr. Norman?
No, you can't.
Stop the naming of animals.
Why?
Stop.
I almost did, but...
Change the name. You can't. You're already locked into the name, right?
No, it's not going anywhere.
What's your dog's name?
Gretch. You want to know why? You want to know why? My dog is a pit bull. My dog is badass. My dog can, like, crack this table in half like that.
Yeah, so could Pippi.
Why would you want a dog to do that?
But the reason she can do that is because
I would beat that dog.
No, it is. It has become Gretchen, but it is Gretch. But the reason that her name is Gretch is because Someone broke in my house,
Gretchen,
and stole my Gretsch guitar, and I was so fucking pissed. Oh. I go, I'm going to get the baddest ass pit bull ever. And you are Gretsch. Kill anyone that steals my Fender. That's what happened.
Did you send her to Gretsch training?
What? No, she's just no. natural. She was like a stray dog. Check this out. I have this. She was like a stray dog, and there was a monsoon going on, and it like Tatum and she, and yeah, a haboob. If you will.
Haboobie.
And it was Tatum and Shay, my drummer Curtis Grippy, was driving through that intersection, and there was this dog in the middle of it, in the middle of the intersection, totally confused, and he freaked out, opened his door, and she jumped in,
right
and
on.
He said, "Do you want a dog?" And now my dog gets better health care than I do.
Sounds about right.
Yep. Come on, Obama. Fix my cancer. I know it's in me. I know it's in
hey,
me.
One thing that's nice about that, though, if it is a pre-existing condition.
Pre-sexting? What?
Pre-existing what's condition. Pre-existing? I get that.
What's sexual about that, Aaron?
no,
it's
I was,
hot the way you say that, by the way.
I was going to say pre-consisting.
Oh.
It's pre-existing is what you're looking for, right?
It was what I
okay.
But that's kind of the same
said,
thing.
But
pre-consisting.
It's when you got there. That's when you felt whole.
That's a good. It's a new word.
I don't know why I think okay. that's so funny, but I do.
Okay, so, I think it's funny.
Anyway, our dogs are rad. Even with
dogs,
their
dogs rule. Cats suck. Yes,
unless,
suck it, podcasters.
I do not get along.
Suck it.
Unless your cat is Tobias.
Where is that tube?
Toby's pretty rad.
Actually, I like cats too.
I like
all animals.
I like kittens.
Except yeah, for not, when wait a minute. You showed me this little picture of this little puppy that you're about to get.
We're not going to get it. I just
you're
going to
get it
cute.
Because you're suckers.
No.
That's why. You're going to get it.
No more
well,
puppies.
I guess we should get
okay.
one.
No, wait. You know what? You're the strong one, Aaron.
She
you're the weak one, Natalie. You're going to fall.
Oh, no. The other day, she let us...
$6,000 for a fucking bulldog puppy is bullshit.
She let a stray dog into our yard the other night and then asked me in the morning if we could keep it.
But it had gold teeth.
Yeah, no.
He was a rapper, too. $7,000 for the goddamn bulldog.
Actually, both of our dogs were free.
Yeah. But anyway, so was the dog that I was trying to get the other day.
And no, but okay.
No,
and
I know, I know. I'm just
the first
with you.
Question I asked
I
you
know.
Was oh, oh. when was the last time you picked up dog shit?
It doesn't need to be picked up. It's soil. This is it's going back into the universe or to the earth. I call that we use cow shit.
It's mulch. It's like a fertilizer, right? That's what you're.
I mean,
like,
I might as well shit out back the yard there and like try to foil.
But
yeah,
our yard is like
you know
what? And dirt.
As much you can try to sell that all you want, it will never fly.
No, we can't have
be
another
shitting
dog.
In the yard, Natalie. You can't do it.
I,
you're above that.
I
actually, it wouldn't be the first.
I do have a tendency though to shit in coats.
See,
I have done that
coats
once.
That are in the backyard. That see, it's all related to the backyard.
Wait, now
I got
you
picked
mean,
up from soccer practice.
Do you mean actual physical coats, or do you mean like coach in like first? You know, you're not in first class, or you're just gonna shit.
No,
up
not
coach.
Okay. Coats, yeah,
like coats and Bia, which isn't a band anymore.
Cokes and Clarks and Daggers.
Oh Jesus Christ, Natalie, you and your shit,
dude. I'm sorry, but when it's go time, it's go time.
Hey, do you have an organized story? Can you like make this podcast professional a little bit?
Do you guys want to hear about a 2-year-old that birthed its own twin?
Yes, I do. I'll be smoking.
I did that today.
So you don't want to hear about that?
No, keep going. I'll be right back.
Okay, thanks, Mark Norman.
Giant bees kill dozens of China people.
Oh, those hornets.
Yeah.
Those crazy huge ass hornets.
And I feel
yeah.
like they need to kind of, that's like population control, like. The nature is like taking it into its own hands and is because it's ridiculous in there out there. And
yeah.
not only that, but like the majority of their population is men, like over 13 million. Like it's
Which
so
actually,
come on, ladies. Guess where we're going to go vacationing
some
soon.
Of the saddest things about the potential procreation of that country.
Mark seems extremely excitable tonight. since he's
awesome.
And since he's gone, we should just
talk shit about Mark while he's gone. Yeah, that Mark Norman character.
I swear, like, who invited him?
Oh my god.
Oh hey.
It's interesting because a lot of the women out there now, they don't even, they're just like trying to find the richest man because there's so many of them that they're like, psha, I get to be $6,000.
But well, and now, yeah, it's.
Is there really a lot of rich men out there?
I don't know.
No.
I'm obviously not meeting them.
Yeah.
Or trying to.
Rich in what way?
You're not hanging in the right circles.
No, but I don't. I think I am hanging in the right circle, to be honest, because I'm
you know
pretty
what?
Content.
You could meet a rich guy, okay?
But
and he may appear to
be boring.
He could be a dick, too. Because to get rich, you got to fuck people over.
Yeah.
That's what, in this day and age, that's what you got to do.
I mean, enough dicks dating musicians.
Yeah, but, you know, okay. You're right.
Yeah.
God damn it. Everyone's a dick.
Every dick is a dick.
Yeah.
Shit. Everything that has, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Natalie, how are you doing? with your pending,
I looked in the mirror today to see what it looked like. I cried.
Did you weep openly?
Have you guys ever done that?
What, cry at myself?
Like
in the
cried
mirror?
In the mirror to see what you look like?
I think I did that on.
I did that when I was
16. Once.
No.
But I wasn't really crying because I was crying. It was because I was like laughing so hard that I was like, why is my face wet? And then I spent 20 minutes in the bathroom and, you know, that moment.
Bottling your tears.
Yeah, I needed to bottle my gypsy tears.
Can I drink
to
those?
Sell on the side of the road.
Can I drink them, please?
Oh, can
no.
I snort now, them?
Now I'm getting weird.
No, you can have my gypsy tears.
Now.
Norman.
Now.
We're friends. Right. We're friends. We've known each other long enough.
As
you
a
can
friend,
drink my gypsy tears.
Can I drink your gypsy tears? I'm asking.
You should.
No, I'm saying.
No,
no
you can
I'm
snort
begging.
Them, but you can't drink them.
You can shoot yes. them straight to yeah. the membrane.
Okay, I'm in.
That's what we're doing tonight.
Anally.
Settled. Wow, you just went there. Natalie.
That's what it gets down to. Sorry.
But speaking
that's
of
so podcast of you.
I know. Pod ass. I mean, cast.
Well, I mean, I was pretty clever in my wording in my text message to you last night. And I was like, you want to get casty?
Oh, to lure me into the magic of the podcast?
Yeah. Welcoming you back to the railroad. Because you were like just here, but...
I'll come next week.
You want to come every week.
Yeah, can I come on Thursdays? Will you guys keep bringing beer?
Yeah, because we got to keep ourselves motivated. Sometimes it's whiskey.
I mean, next time I'll bring cigarettes.
Okay.
No,
I had a
I won't.
Pot brownie earlier, and that was a magical delight.
Oh, man.
Don't waste my motherfucking time!
No, those
Steven.
Those got me quit because I
calm
only had
down
like a little
there.
Nibble of it the other night,
right?
And
you were.
I do not remember our lovely time at the Welcome Diner.
It's like those horses you see with the blinders on. It was funny.
I wish your face could be on radio right now.
I know. I've got a great face for radio.
I took the best picture of you ever last week, or a couple weeks ago.
Last time you were here, yes.
It is, you could have not looked worse than you did in the picture I took of you. And you owned it, and I respect the fuck out of that.
I purposely took a bad picture. I did it on purpose.
No, you haven't seen hers. You've never taken a picture as bad as the picture.
I'll put this, for those of you who
haven't
seen it, it's going on our Facebook page.
It is the worst picture I've ever seen of a human being.
Ever.
And Aaron embraced it, and I go, God, she's beautiful because of it, because of that.
Oh, I feel like Natalie's seen me look worse, but that's one of the benefits
no
of living
way.
With me.
Well, maybe you have. Yeah. But you can look worse than that. Oh,
I've carried her out of the
toilet. That's quite unfortunate. You can go below the picture that you're about to post. Look at Natalie's looking at it right now.
Yeah, that's Aaron.
Has she looked worse? It's so bad. It's so bad.
Everybody, this will be posted to our Facebook page, and you can tell me how awful I look.
To be honest, it doesn't even look like you.
It's so bad. It's so bad. You are fucking beautiful. That's how bad it is.
That's how bad it is.
That's how bad it is. It's so bad. It's you look amazing. So damn amazing.
I love this photo. Okay, I don't know why I haven't made it.
No, can I tell you guys something pretty? No, can I tell you guys something pretty fucked up? Like when I was little, I used to make
this. Is what hanging out with Mark Norman does to me.
Oh God, it's just psycho. Yeah, I'm an anti-model. I'm an anti-supermodel. Look at me.
Wait, wasn't that like after a night of absolute?
No,
hierarchy.
It was after a podcast.
No, the night before. Like, I thought you had gone out Wednesday-ish.
Don't blame it on the night before.
No, I've just gotten back
she
from
she posed
the day
for
after.
That.
Oh,
yeah. She set herself I up for that. That. She did that on purpose. And that's why she's so fucking hot.
In Canyon, Woods Canyon earlier that day, but that is clean mountain air. Has nothing to do with it.
More oxygen to the brain. It's nothing. No.
I can't. I get so frustrated when you can't like share pictures over the radio airwaves.
I almost feel like we need to start.
What you're seeing is Aaron basically like getting tased. Like that's her face. Like and I know that we've been yakking about it and laughing and like drooling about it this whole time, and I'm sorry, but it's Aaron being tased, and like one eye's bigger than the other, and you're gonna piss tears because it's
the hair.
Hilarious.
The hair is
the hair,
perfectly bedheaded.
Oh yeah,
perfectly bedheaded. Like it's like it took like some Hollywood stylist.
It's on strike.
Yeah, it's like the government. It's
shut down. My hair inspired what's currently going on with it. No, I hope not, because that.
Okay,
would be really
it's gonna be on Underground Railroad.
Yeah, Underground Railroad. If you guys don't like
please,
us on Facebook yet, do it.
Is this the first picture on Underground Railroad?
Oh no!
Oh no! Shit!
But this
like,
is the best picture
this will be
on
the
Underground
best.
Railroad.
No, this is definitely gonna be by far.
By far, the greatest.
Buffer.
Buffer you.
So, no, do you guys know any good limericks?
I'm not sure what a limerick is.
It's a poem that rhymes and usually gets really dirty.
No.
Like,
there was one, the pineapple. Yeah, okay, got it.
No, nobody's got.
Well, something about.
I don't know how that one ends.
But we fucked up the limerick segment of the show.
Oh, shitballs.
Like, the SpongeBob.
What happened to SpongeBob?
Because that's like that song.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
No one is holy as holy as he.
How do you know all these lyrics? I'm scared.
Well, no, they're all kind of like, I guess they got in trouble because it's sexual. Like, if you think about like what they sing about, and I don't know the.
It is?
I can't recite it.
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I really sat down and watched
it.
So
what about that? You know, there's always some conspiracy against kid shows like Teletubbies. Remember that? There was the gay one. Oh, God, not the gay one.
Why not the gay one?
And then.
Hey, I'm going to piss.
Well, you want to get me another beer on your way? Oh, here we go. We can examine the lyrics now.
I could do a better version.
So how is this dirty? Chorus? Yeah, SpongeBob said chorus.
Oh,
I don't understand how there was.
There was nothing wrong about that.
No.
Whatsoever. You know what? When it comes down to it, it's going to be more of the symbolism of what they're saying in kid lyrics. And I couldn't understand a word anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear anything that Puff sounded weird.
The magic dragon lives by the sea. Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie?
No, but that's about pot, right?
No, it's about a dragon.
Smoking pot?
Yeah, but so the dragon might have some extracurricular activities, but the song's about a dragon.
Okay, and then embellish. Oh, stumped, perhaps.
The dragon might enjoy smoking natural herbs. While sailing, because he lives by the sea.
Medicinal. And he has a card. He obviously has a card.
I mean...
Because he's a law-abiding dragon. He's a law-abiding dragon.
He's a motherfucking dragon. He gets to do whatever the fuck he wants. And that's like, you know, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was just written about a song, a drawing. Harmony. Just written about a drawing that Sean Lennon drew. It was just hanging up on the refrigerator. It's nothing to do with
ceiling wax. Wax wasn't around then.
It is now.
Wax is so fucking awesome. I get so high when I smoke wax. I love it!
Natalie has a good wax story.
Does she have wax?
No. We don't do drugs, Mark Norman.
Yeah, they're terrible. You got some?
Yes. No, I mean, no. I mean, I think it takes a special person to be able to experiment and not go overboard and to experiment for the experience.
Okay, wait a minute. I just saw this lyrics. I just saw this lyric and it said how they ride on a ship, but I'm like, he's a fucking dragon. Can't he fly?
Did you not see the movie?
Yeah, he has wings.
Yeah, but aren't they little baby rings?
No, he's a huge fucking dragon with wings.
But maybe they just wanted to go sailing for the day.
No, fuck that. Dragons don't go sailing.
What is in the background? This is outrageous. To go sailing. This is a terrorist attack.
Maybe he likes to fish. And what if he likes
He doesn't like to fish.
Oh, why not?
Because he's a dragon and dragons don't fish.
Okay, Stevie, since when?
How do you know? Are you a dragon?
Yeah.
Do you have a good friend that's a dragon?
Yeah, I have a good friend who is a dragon. I put seven balls together and a dragon appears. So boom.
You went there.
I did.
Well, guess what? My dragon friends, they like to wakeboard.
No,
they like
don't.
To water ski.
No, they don't.
They love coming out on the boat.
No, they don't. You're a liar. You're a liar and traitor.
I am neither of the above. Neither of the above.
I want to know why this song is 3 fucking minutes long.
I wonder why you're still playing.
Because it's free domain. We can play whatever we want.
All right. You are the producer. Is that public domain? No. But I keep forgetting that the Library of Congress is online, and you can watch a lot of beautiful things on that.
It doesn't matter. They're on strike. Let's steal all their shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're
right. They're on strike. No one will notice.
Yeah, apparently
there was a shooting.
Some lady got shot down by the cops because they drink too much Red Bull. Fuck.
What? Was that what happened?
That's what happened at the house.
At the White House?
That's what happened at D.C. today.
Really? She got shot down?
She got like...
Or tackled. What the fuck was that?
By cop cars.
The cars tackled her?
Yeah, like she got.
Were they like
smushed.
Transformers?
But cop cars.
They morphed
like, it was crazy. It's almost like how you handle a zit. Like, they just came and they were like. And then, like.
The cops ended up shooting her down.
That's what happened in Washington.
They didn't shoot her. Did they shoot her
mm-hmm.
and kill her?
Why did she? What? Because she was just all fucked up on Red Bull?
Because she tried to. No, the cops are. She tried to go through like security and like she tried to drive her car through it. So yeah. So they're like, oh yeah, we got a live one. Boy is like, suit up. But yeah, so that's what happened. Like that was the most exciting. I feel like an innocent person basically got killed because. They're bored. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a death in that. I heard the whole, she kind of, the rampage thing, but geez.
Damn, right?
Did you have to take her out?
Damn, the
service
her in the knee or something?
Yeah. Could you have maimed her? a slight like, maiming? Wouldn't that have been okay?
Right.
Just taser in the
They're
Achilles
just, like,
heel.
Straight for the arteries.
Yeah. Why do you got to shoot? Can't you
right
shoot a taser?
The heart.
They just, like, released a trained jaguar. They were like, go get her. Go get her.
Like, starved it. Yeah.
So harsh.
Well, do you guys want to hear about the happiest countries in the world?
I think we've
I
been
do.
To
I want to. Well,
Mars?
No. Not really, but I want yeah. I want you to try to tell me about it.
Oh wow, this there article's a lot
there's
longer
a country
than
called
I
Mars.
It
yeah, it's too much attention. Too much attention
noise.
Must be paid to the article. So yeah. This reported.
No, you brought up an awesome topic earlier. You're like, oh, there's
the 2-year-old who birthed his own twin.
Nope, that definitely was not it.
That's not even a real thing.
Yeah, that's retarded. So no, you said it's, something.
It was his conjoined twin that never developed.
Oh.
And they had to, like, remove it.
It calcified.
Like, it was, like, an 8-inch wide fucking fetus that was, like...
No, it was, like, this lady who... damn it.
I've seen that on cartoons.
But there was... there. It reminded me of that podcast where that woman found out that she was her own twin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was... because she had two types of DNA, right?
Yeah, she had, like, two DNAs. Because she would have been, and
yeah,
this is what's
creepy.
Crazy with, like, conjoined twins when, like, it doesn't develop. Like, you either end up with two
well,
sets
you guys
of DNA
are.
Or you end up having to get surgery and
be right next to your bro.
And, like, your brother's coming out of your stomach.
Yeah.
That's how I got here.
I knew it! I knew it the whole fucking time. God. Everything's so fucking clear now.
You're like, oh, Mooney's just a fucking circus freak.
I know. Carney Barker. Fuck.
Ah, damn, I lost it. Oh, no, it's still going. Sweet.
I just want to start singing Puff the Magic Dragon, but I won't.
There was a man who cut his testicles off 30 minutes before his wedding.
You didn't have enough hors d'oeuvres, or
I don't know.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
I was just thinking, like, did somebody just take the term literally? Like, now she's got your balls in her pocket. Like, he felt like he needed to give those to her after they said their vows or
like
something.
A gift?
Like,
it's like a what's his face? His ear?
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Actually, that would be, I would appreciate that because I hate it when that shit like smacks me in the ass.
Really?
That's hot.
Sorry, I went there. I went there.
I don't know. Like, I don't mind that.
You don't. You don't mind it.
Natalie says things.
And then I just start thinking. Like, actually, I'm okay with that.
Depends on like.
We have different blowjob philosophies as well, though.
Tell me about them, please. Please. Come on. This
Could
is a
you
podcast.
Be more specific?
Yes. What do you have for me in that department? What are your philosophies, and how do they differ?
I like to eat some rocks, and then... No, I'm just kidding.
You're a ball sucker.
Not that I...
You're,
maybe
you're,
on that...
I thought you were,
you're a teabag dumpster.
Actually,
that's what you are.
Here's what I think I can say is like... I'll at least give it some attention, but not a lot. But I'll definitely, like, say, hi, how's it going? But then move on to, like, the other parts.
What? Explain more. There's a podcast. Like, we can.
She gives him a little love tap, and that's
like,
about it.
And maybe like a little smooch, and then I'm like moving back up. But it's funny because.
Well, what are you moving up to?
Well, can
please explain. I don't know. I'm merely a caveman. Please explain.
Can I ask you? Like, it means if someone licks your asshole, I feel like that's when it's real. That's when love is love. That is when that person loves you. And who's gonna
I'm gonna have to say bullshit on that one.
Oh my god! You asshole licking whore! What the fuck are you telling me right now? What are you telling me?
If you truly love
someone,
why
are you yelling at me? I hate this. This podcast sucks.
I thought we were your favorite podcast.
I'm over it. I'm better. Part. You are.
And hey, we're not the ones who stole your power, Jill. This anger is misdirected.
Fucking tweakers. I'm so sick of those.
Do you live in Mesa? Where do you live?
No, I live in Tempe. That's why it's so fucking embarrassing for
me. That's a light rail.
Fucking tweaker stole my fucking power.
That's
drill.
A light rail
and
for
I live
you.
In Tempe. Uh-huh. Not well, kind of close to the tracks. Maybe that's it. It was a hobo.
It wasn't even a frat boy.
Could have been a hobo.
It was a hobo. You know what? You go into like a used tool store, you're going to find your tool there. I promise
you.
That's
where we found
my bike got stolen from my house. I go to a bike store to pump up my new bike that I had to buy as tire. And I'm walking through the store and I'm like, that's my fucking bike. And I'm like, excuse me. Yeah, I got it back. I got my fucking. They were trying to sell it for $100. I spent $250 on that thing.
They didn't even fix it though. You fucked it up the night before.
The back tire was flat. That was basically it. But no, it was crazy how I got my. I'm like, I call Aaron. I'm like,
yeah.
Speaking of my.
Almost a year to the date later. Almost a year to the date later. Same bike gets stolen out of our yard again.
I want to get another bike because I love riding around.
Oh,
Tempe.
It's amazing.
It's so fun. But
I have a friend who's selling bikes.
Every bike I've ever had stolen. Can I? How cheap are the bikes?
I don't know. Last
I got mine for $50.
Okay, I want one for between $50 and $100. That is my budget for a bike. I need it because now we can ride around on bikes because it's nice weather. It's so nice.
Yeah. We'll have bike riding parties.
Yeah.
No, there was a bike gang near where I worked the other day, and that's downtown Phoenix at Moira. Y'all should come and stuff your face with.
Where?
Moira.
Yeah, you need to say that.
Moira!
No, not like like gurgle into the
Moira?
Mic. No, back Enunciate. The fuck away from the mic and say Moira. See, that was better than those first three.
That was pretty bad.
You don't know what you're doing.
I know.
You're doing is working for me.
Mark, I think you're drinking too much water and not enough beer tonight.
Okay.
You need to calm down.
I'm screaming.
You're getting upset. What's really bothering you?
I feel like it's weird. It's weird. I feel like everyone's screaming at me, but I'm the only one screaming.
I can tell by the way
you're
talking.
In reality,
like,
I understand.
I mean, the way you're talking, the way you're sitting, you're like, I'm not guilty.
No, you're not doing anything wrong.
I'm not doing
I was sensing
wrong.
Some frustration.
I'm about to start screaming at you guys.
You already have.
Well, I'm going to do it again.
Okay. Can you do it in like a falsetto? Thank you.
Stop fucking with me.
Oh, I was late.
I was all right.
That was an awesome segue.
So
I wish we had sponsors so we could go to a commercial right now, right off of that. Just like an In-N-Out Burger. Come on, eat us. We're so good. Oh, my God. You guys want to go to the casino after the show? Let's do it.
Oh, fuck.
Come on.
I have to
commit.
Work.
Commit on the podcast.
Tomorrow.
Commit on
Actually,
the podcast.
I have to save a baby from malaria.
I mean, as long as I can.
Lying, little. Ugh.
Hey, you don't know what that might mean.
As long as I'm still hitting the road at, like, no later than 5
no,
in the morning.
No, she's hitting the pave.
What do you think I got
to
do?
She's going to California.
Yeah, but you've got, like, a 20-minute drive. I've got, like, an 8-hour
rundown.
Okay, we're not going to the casino then.
We can. I just need eventually, to make sure to I drink would, a lot of Red Bull and not tackle an innocent lady like the cops did in D.C. today.
You know what? They were wrong to do that, and I will make sure that won't happen to you.
All
we're
right.
We're going to the casino. Yeah!
All right. Let's do it.
What? Okay. No, listen. Listen, podcast viewers. Podcast viewers, I mean listeners. What's going to happen is
we wish you were viewing us.
This week, I'm going in. Let me check. I have $83, and I am going to wager my entire $83 to win. I will not leave. There will be two numbers involved. There will be 400 and there will be zero. It will be one or the other, and you will not know what it is until the next podcast.
There we go. Do we get to report it even if you're not here, or are you coming back next week?
I'm coming back every week. Right okay. now, I live here. I'm moving into Steve's place. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Steve's like,
and I'm bringing a quarter pound of pot. Yeah, because everyone in this house is on probation, baby. Okay, enough
okay,
of that.
He's so, medical yeah, card. Definitely he's like bring that law-abiding
it's
dragon.
It's medicinal.
Yeah, he's like that law-abiding dragon we were discussing earlier.
This is so fun.
That's all right. So, are we gonna go to the casino, or do you just want to go to?
No,
Vegas?
We're gonna
Did
go.
Did you say casino?
Casino. Or
no, we're
oh,
going to
the
casino.
Go to Vegas.
We're gonna go, we drive by casino. We're gonna go to In-N-Out Burger first, and then we're going to casino.
There's one just off of the.
I know where it is. It's right by the fucking casino.
He's like, I know my casinos, bitch.
I don't know where In-N-Outs are, Mr. Norman. But
you're so uncultured. It's terrible. Okay, I'm done screaming again.
I don't mind.
For the second time,
get it
out. I'm done
I'm
screaming.
Jealous. I wish I could scream more.
You know what? I'm
pissed
off.
I feel like I never heard.
I'm
pissed off that Natalie's mic is so much hotter than ours. It's terrible.
I'm sorry. I don't know where all the In-N-Outs in the valley are.
I'm bringing an RE20. I'm bringing the Howard Stern thing next week.
I'm going to bring R2-D2 next week.
I'm getting a mic where I'm going to implant it into my tooth. So.
Actually, I like that.
You know,
comment.
I love all the people complaining about free fucking equipment.
I know.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I just wanted to ask. These headphones, did Dad wear them last?
No. Dad brings his own.
He does?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Shut up.
I was going to make a joke.
Why? Is it a germ thing?
No, my dad he likes his headphones better. I told people, if you have your own headphones, you want to bring them, go ahead, bring
Damn
them.
It.
Like, you want to bring your own mic?
Good call. Good call.
So. I was going to make a joke because
but you can't now.
They were, like, the
but I
like, it could have been Eric.
As big as possible, so I wanted to make a joke about Dad's head.
Being as fat as a pumpkin?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say it's impossible to get him like a hat.
What do you have against?
It's so hard to get him a hat.
What do you have against pumpkins? Now?
I have nothing.
You're the one who just said his head is about as fat as a pumpkin.
She killed our pumpkins in the front yard.
Halloween Hitler!
Racist.
Pumpkin
killer. I'm the worst person ever. Womp. No. No, it's just, it's really hard to find him a hat that fits.
It's true.
Is all. I mean, he wants a Stetson, and I don't know
so
what.
So they found
to get
water
him.
On Mars.
And I feel like it's from the Earth's tears.
It probably is.
Oh, shit. I'm kind of not getting this part.
You guys look hotter. That was hot. Do it again. Grab her fucking skull. We're taking pictures right now for all you people in the.
Yeah, we're still on.
We're
right?
still on.
Okay,
right now.
So moving forward.
At least 10
but yeah,
minutes.
No, they did find water on Mars, and
is it drinkable? Did they?
I
did
think
they,
so. If it's
you
water.
Know what? I'm more concerned about this. Can I tell you?
What are you more concerned
Can I tell
about?
You?
The fact okay. that Natalie doesn't like to kiss balls.
Yeah, no, I love that she is a.
That's all you have to. You don't have to go further. Than that.
How do you say? Okay, I'll stop. anyway, there was in India. There was red rain for a while.
Okay.
Okay.
There was a whole bunch of and no one could understand. And they looked through it through a microscope. All the scientists, they had to know what was going on, and it was basically
we don't blood tears.
No, it was not Jesus' tears. So just
no, I didn't say Jesus.
I know, but you wanted to, so just stop it.
All right.
But what I'm saying is,
come again.
It was from it was we don't know. They had no idea what it was because it was from it was an alien invasion.
It was Mars rain.
That was my first thought, but probably not. This is the red thing. But what I'm saying is, it is absolutely.
Was it even rain?
No, it was rain. It was just there was a meteor that went by,
oh.
And it got it was like all it got sucked into the rain hole dilemma.
The rain hole.
But it was nothing that any scientist had ever seen, ever. In the history of science!
What? Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Science! Corona!
Corona. And I think that's a good thought to leave you guys with.
Wait.
Think about
did
red
we
rain.
Even get to...
No, Natalie, don't fuck this up. Just shut up.
I had a dream.
Shut the fuck up with your dream.
There was this one time...
Damn it, close this thing,
and
Aaron.
And I was always like...
We're on top, Aaron. And we're on
like,
top.
I'm like, Dad, what
we're
are you doing?
We're on top, me. Aaron. Stop her. Stop her now. Stop her.
Thanks for being on the railroad. Ba-da-boo.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.